Good morning. I apologize to you for my bad English, but it is a pleasure for Ana Lavandera, our other collaborators, and especially for me, to be in this annual meeting. We are grateful to IPAS, who permanently support us in our work with the community model. Well, my presentation is Las Iniciativas, a Uruguay community empowerment model that reduces harm and stigma from unsafe abortion. Well, I have no relationship to disclose, but in Uruguay, women are using misoprostol. Misoprostol originally registered to prevent gastric ulcers, and for a number of years, it has been used alone or in conjunction with another medicine for reproductive health indication, including abortion. Well, Uruguay. This is Uruguay. This is Uruguay, my country in South America, between Argentina and Brazil. We have a population of 3 million people, and there are no geographical barriers, there are no ethnic, racial, or religious problems, and there is a wide access to the health services. In yellow, my state, Florida, and my city. Well, the issues in my presentation are background, the description of the harm reduction model in Uruguay for unsafe abortion, and description of the empowerment community model, the community resonance, and finally, results and learnings. Well, what about abortion in Uruguay? A law since 1938 gives 4 reasons for institutional practice of abortion. They are extreme poverty, honor, rape, and high risk of mother life. But what about maternal mortality before the implementation of our models? 23 women per 100,000 newborns, but the most common cause of maternal mortality was unsafe abortion. 1 out of 2 women who died by maternal mortality in public health services were about unsafe abortion. Well, what can we do to solve this problem? We must not be part of the problem, we must be part of the solution, we thought years ago. In 2001, a group of gynecologists, midwives, psychologists, social workers, doctors in legal medicine, and lawyers worried about maternal mortality and morbidity for unsafe abortion created and implemented in Pereira Rosell Hospital, the most important women's hospital in Uruguay, a harm reduction model in women who were in an unwanted and non-accepted pregnancy, providing information, counseling, and care in pre- and post-abortion, based on confidentiality and respecting the autonomy decision as a human right. This model was used in normative of Ministry of Health since 2004, but their impact was not so important at that moment. In 2006, FIGO project allowed it to implement it in 6 centers. In 2008, this harm reduction model of Iniciativas Sanitarias was added in a new sexual and reproductive law. Remember, abortion in Uruguay is not legal. In my city, Florida, in the middle of my country, despite we have had important achievement in this issue, we could see that the social control, provincial mentality, stigma from women such as auto-excluding, seek later for assistance, stigma from communities that isolating and criminalizing them, and stigma from health professionals and health services such as avoiding exclusion or punishment behaviors We are barriers to the access to services on sexual and reproductive health, which include the topic of unsafe abortion. So we added a strategy called community resonance. Community resonance is a model that develops two modalities of work. Mother group, as engineer group, built and implemented a social educational program in 5 zones of Florida City about reproductive and sexual topics. And we are doing now transversal activities in all cities too. The mother groups is an effective tool to change. It is formed by women, educators, health professionals, health systems, social actors, and the intervention team of Iniciativas Sanitarias. They work in a new health relationship between health teams, health services, and communities and women. The strategies of motor group are, for example, forum cinema, workshop, waiting lounge room talks, community talks, and medical consultation on the street. There are some photos about these activities. Forum cinema, workshops, waiting lounge room talks, consulting on the street. They are a poor neighbor who's in there. Medical consultation on the street and in non-classic place where women are and are able to talk about these issues. What about transversal activities? We work with focus group and interaction with media, educative centers, health teams, other health providers, the police, judges, and parliamentary. Some transversal activities. Well, learning and result of these models. Communities learnings are very important in my country. They learn that confidentiality has a right. Increase access to health services in 35%. They know about low-risk methods as misoprostol. They learn knowledge and tools in sexual and reproductive issues and can make reflection about stigma and the double stigma, community stigma and health provider stigma. Health teams learning, confidentiality as a professional duty for us, autonomy as a right, abortion stigma, we must make reflection about the avoiding, disclosure, and punishment behavior, and professional addition, the harm reduction model for unsafe abortion, a new sanitary relationship more comprehensive and more comprehensive. Epidemiological results, non-intensive cares for unsafe abortion actually in Uruguay, and the most important thing, there are no maternal mortality for abortion in all country since last 2 years with these models. This is the Iniciativas model, and in the middle, women with an unwanted and unaccepted pregnancy in the middle. We must recognize that they have potential risk, and we must recognize them and provide health care in this situation as subject of right. In a new health relationship, more comprehensive and with confidentiality. Confidentiality is the most important thing in this relationship. Cultural and social perspectives are changing in my country. Academics and professional association are reviewing or revising points of view in these issues, and public health policy are addressing this problem, and the epidemiological situation is now no maternal mortality. But we must work hard and support it. Well, thank you. If you have question, Debbie can translate to me because I can write good in English and I read, but listen is a bit difficult for me. Thank you. This is my team.
Sí, misoprostol no se puede escribir la receta ni se puede administrar, pero las mujeres consiguen misoprostol en farmacias y a través de la red de la web.
¿Y se puede aconsejarlas sobre el uso
de misoprostol? Sí, el consejo es básico y se las aconseja en el marco de que los equipos de salud no pueden denunciar a las mujeres en el marco justamente confidentiality is a right.
Okay. So it's it is illegal to write a prescription for misoprostol or to administer the misoprostol, like insert it vaginally. But counseling, there are no legal restrictions, so that's part of the model, and counseling has to be confidential. So there are no legal restrictions there.
Information is a right in Uruguay.
Yeah, the information is a right.
It's a right.
So they're really drawing on the information as a right, sort of.
Es como una
piece.
Paradoja, ¿no?
It's like a paradox.
Yes.
In qué forma?
Information, yes, but not prescribed.
Yeah, so you can give information, but you can't give the prescription for the drug. Okay. But women are still getting it from pharmacies.
And there was a hand up over here. You had a question?
Yeah, it's an amazing program to go from 23, well, I suppose 12 maternal deaths per 100,000 to none. So are all terminations of pregnancy being done through misoprostol, or do you have mechanical terminations as well?
Entonces, qué gran éxito de bajar la mortalidad materna a cero. Quiere saber si todos los abortos son con misoprostol en el país o si en algunas situaciones usan AMIU o otras técnicas.
No, now misoprostol. Como que ganó en Uruguay, se está usando misoprostol, las clínicas ilegales de aborto están desapareciendo, a veces es necesario completar el aborto con métodos quirúrgicos, uh-huh. Pero eso está dentro del cuidado y eso está aceptado legalmente en todo el país, completar un aborto incompleto.
Okay. So, misoprostol has become quite famous throughout Uruguay, and so they're seeing both illegal clandestine clinics really kind of disappearing from the country. But misoprostol, the surgical methods are not used really except in exceptional cases for those few legal conditions, but surgical conditions or techniques are used to complete incomplete abortions because not all misoprostol abortions are complete, and that's perfectly acceptable and perfectly legal in the country.
All professional must made up post-abortion care, health professional, all.
Okay, one last question.
Are there any age restrictions for those who are under 18? You know, in the United States, you have certain
on the counseling end?
In the counseling,
yeah.
Did you do anything specific for younger women who
okay.
were under or teenagers?
Okay. Si hay restricciones en en dar consejería a los menores de edad? ¿Cómo manejan esa situación?
Sí, hay un nuevo código de la niñez y de la infancia donde se considera al adolescente como sujeto de derecho. Eso ha sido muy importante y no hay restricción para el consejo.
So there are no restrictions especially because of a new code that was passed that looks at the rights of young people and adolescents. And so the right to information is codified in Uruguay. And so there are no restrictions there. Yeah,
but
it's pretty.
Abortion is now penalized. No, the most important costs of abortion are project life and economic troubles, not the four reasons that I show. And the most important cause of unwanted pregnancy is contraception failure. Okay?
Okay, so thank you very much.